Small Business Spoonfuls is a weekly Q&A with Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill, providing the answers to questions you have about running your small business. This podcast is sponsored by HelpDeskSuites.com. You are a busy employer, we are your employment law compliance help desk. Visit HelpDeskSuites.com to find out more and become a member. Now, here's your host, Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome back to another edition of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we are talking about violence in the workplace.
Yep. They said you hear today that violence in the workplace is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah. We see it in the news all the time, don't we? And it's just so sad. And you think about where these shootings take place. Somebody was at work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and right. Sometimes it seems relatively random. But do you know that the percentage, it says about 48% of HR professionals in a SHRM survey this year said that they've had some form of violence in their workplace. And that is up 36% from 2012.
Yeah. And that's 7 years, you know, and that's, yeah. I mean, 48%, that's half.
Yeah.
That's half of people.
Yeah, it's terrible. And now this is not just when we say violence, we're not just talking about somebody pulling out a gun. We're talking about harassment, intimidation, and then, of course, physical assaults. And then ultimately the sad case of homicides that we do hear about.
Yeah. So it's a, kind of an umbrella over all these type of things.
Yeah. And so, of course, in order to feel safe in our companies as HR professionals, we want to make sure that we have good workplace violence policies and procedures, and that we know what our response is going to be and what the protocol is. Basically, there needs to be a standard measured response to whatever the situation is that's happening. And so to do this, you know, this article that I'm looking at here by Roy Maurer, it discusses creating a culture of safety.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a really good term to use. And when you think about a culture, that means inculcating that within your organization.
It absolutely does. And, you know, sometimes managers don't want to be bothered with things like this because they think, oh, it's not going to happen to us.
Yeah.
But HR, you need to do something about that, you know, and that is not going to cut it right here. The firm commitment and active involvement of senior leadership is 100% necessary. This has to be from the top all the way down. Otherwise, employees are not going to take this seriously, and you will not be able to actually create a safety culture. It'll just be HR being annoying.
Yeah.
Instead of a culture of this is who we are and what we want and what we believe.
Yeah. And when you think about a culture, that certain culture accepts that kind of thing, that kind of plan and that kind of action. So that's a really good term to use when you're developing these kind of safety plans and things like that. And, you know, you think about it, we get questions from time to time, workplace violence. If you say it'll never happen to you, you know, these people who write us in and be like, our company's not like this. We've never had a situation like this. And that's why we're writing you kind of thing.
So, yeah, they're blown away.
So it can happen. Mm. And so it's good to hit the nail on the head before, you know, before it something can develop and have a plan in place to take care of the situation.
Oh, yeah. Now, one of the biggest threat times is when you're firing someone, when you're terminating employment. So this article by Roy Maurer, it gives us 5 tips for sort of shoring up our termination process to make sure that it doesn't turn violent.
Yep. So we're going to go through those tips. So the first one is keep termination meetings brief.
Yeah. Keep them brief, short and sweet. Schedule them at the end of the day to minimize confrontation and embarrassment. Some people say schedule them at the top of the day. That way the person can just go home. But I'm kind of an end of the day fan personally. So you do what works for your company, but short and sweet is the key there.
Yeah, for sure. So the next one is work with building security and local law enforcement and risky termination.
Yeah, absolutely. So never just terminate someone on your own.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have another person in the room, have security waiting at the door, you know, make sure everybody's ready to escort this person out. And if you think they're super high risk, have 3 or 4 security people. I mean, you know, don't think something is too much in a situation where there is violence involved.
Yeah. And if you're an employee listening to this, you know, this is just if you've ever been in a situation like this, I know my wife, she had a situation where she quit on really good terms and everything, but they escorted her out of the building. And that's just a good practice to have when terminating anyone. So across the board, and you know, my wife, she's 5'2" and barely 100 pounds, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, it's not like she was going to do anything and she wasn't disgruntled or anything. It's just, that is a practice that organizations put in place for everybody.
Absolutely. And then when it's in place for everyone, it's not weird. Yeah. And it's not, oh, there's something wrong with me.
This is just what we do.
It is just
to keep everybody safe.
Again, it's the culture of safety.
Yep. Okay. So the next one is review what can and cannot be done to lawfully restrict employees from possessing weapons on workplace property.
Yeah. Because there are all sorts of state laws that say, if I lock my gun in my car on your property, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't search my car. You can't have me remove it. You know, so make sure you understand what the laws say. Because if you are in one of those states, then you're going to, like Texas, for instance, or Arizona, you're going to be pretty certain that a lot of the people in your parking lot have guns in their cars. And so that could foster a feeling of security for some people, but could also foster a lot of fear. And if you show fear and you don't understand what's going on and how to handle it and what the laws say, you could come across confrontational to someone who is just exercising a civil right.
Yep.
Or a constitutional right. Yeah.
Yep. And so the next point kind of leads into counsel those in termination meetings on a de-escalation techniques, you know, in these situations, you're usually pretty frustrated with the person. And sometimes it's a relief to let them go, but sometimes you want to give them a piece of your mind. But brings out that you want to use the use of calm, non-confrontational approach just to get this over with and through and avoid any kind of problem.
Right. And I like how it says here, it also, you know, like think about how to avoid physical contact with the affected employee. So physical contact could be, let me give you a hug. I mean, let's just keep this completely calm and not overly friendly, but at the same time, friendly enough that no one feels threatened.
Yeah.
They don't feel like you hate them. And, you know, like you might, like you said, you might want to give them a piece of your mind, but you probably shouldn't be doing that right now. So a handshake is good.
Yeah.
You know, putting your hand on someone's shoulder or grabbing their elbow, or that could be like, I'm attacking you.
Yeah. Or exactly. And, you know, you could have a whole nother suit on your case if you've done that and kind of thing. And so, and in some situations where it is like might be a confrontational thing, and you know, going in, a handshake might not even be appropriate. So you just sit down with them and just end the relationship calmly, as we talked about in the last point, and move forward.
Yeah. Cause breaking up is hard to do. So make sure you handle it right.
So the next one is offer outplacement services.
Yeah, resume help. And if it's appropriate, maybe, you know, make sure you give them a letter of reference. If you can do that for someone, that is a really great thing to do. I worked for a doctor once who was going to have to cut a nurse. And it wasn't anything terrible she was doing. It was just, you know, budget and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We have changes in the clinic. We need to cut one nurse. And so he went to one of his doctor friends and said, I've got a nurse that I'm going to have to let go. Do you want to hire her?
Yeah.
And that doctor needed a nurse. And so he just made a nice, smooth transition for her.
Yeah.
It was almost like she had been transferred.
Yeah. Yeah. A more bigger recent story is going, the NFL is about to start. You know, coaches make friends, and the Saints coach made friends with the Ravens coach, and they had a kicker. They had an extra kicker, and he's really good. And he called him and said, hey, this kicker's really good. I want him to have a job. But I got to cut him because we don't have the budget to keep two kickers on our team. Moved him down there, and he's killing it for the Saints right now.
Wonderful.
So that's just kind of a higher profile thing. But that's just, if you can do that, if the person's good and you're having to let him go for really, you know, just budgeting, things like that. If you can do that, that is so, it looks so good on your company, and looks, you know, you leave just with a really fresh taste in your mouth with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So we know that this is all an educational process. We have to wrap our minds around it. We have to make sure the top down can wrap their minds around it, you know, leadership on down. And then that way we can create this culture, because it's so important.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, great. Well, I think that'll wrap this one up. But
I think that's
a good article, some good things to keep in mind.
Yeah, so until we hear you or you hear us next time, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Small Business Spoonfuls podcast, we invite you to check out helpdesksuites.com. Helpdesksuites.com is the essential resource for anyone in an HR position. So whether you're new to HR and just starting to figure it out, or a seasoned pro looking for ways to keep up with the changes that happen almost daily, then the deluxe membership to helpdesksuites.com can help you to get to the next level. Our extensive document library, employee handbook creator, job description writer, monthly training, mobile apps and tools, and supportive active Facebook community will help you along your way. You will get the feedback, encouragement, and advice you need when you need it. HelpDeskSuites.com is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and maintain a successful HR department. Check it out at HelpDeskSuites.com/helpdesk-suite-deluxe-details. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast today, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you get your podcasts.